and good afternoon to those of us in the West Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, the host of The Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of Dr. Pat Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive sight. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times, accelerated times, of change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this time that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. As you can see, the other lines are buzzing away. And you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask that you ask one question and make it specific. So that is one of the rules because we do have a lot of people that like to be on the line. So I am excited to be here for you, and I'm going to give you the phone number. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And a couple of announcements before we go to the phone. We have a lot of stuff happening within the office here at Carrie O'Connor LLC is the technical name, but I consider the group here of Leslie and David and Michelle and Lori so much more than just my name. I have a great group of people that are here to serve you, and we are hearing and listening to the needs of what and wants of what people are at requesting. And so I'm very excited to talk about a few things that are coming up. We're starting a development circle. As you know, every single one of you, when I talk about free energy exercises, or I talk about how the most important thing to develop your intuition, open up your own mediumship skills, is the energy exercises. We are energy, folks. We are 99.9999999% energy, and within that 1/1,000,000,000th of a percent that is matter, there is still energy in between those molecules moving around there. And so is it important for us to recognize ourselves as energetic beings? Absolutely. Why? Because simply put, when you don't, you have a foggy, think of the in front of you is the mirror you put out to the universe. And so that's all your hopes, dreams, and desires. And when you don't recognize yourself as energetic beings, it's like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth. So that part gets foggy of our hopes, dreams, and desires. And it makes it harder for us to manifest anything from a job to happiness to health, all of those things. So we're excited to bring a practice development circle here. So starting May 5th, mark your calendars. It's Monday, May 5th. We are going to have two development circles. One is going to be for during the daytime for those who can have availability during the day. And that's from 12 o'clock to 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the other one is going to be on Monday evening from 8 p.m. till 9:30. Eastern Standard Time. And these development circles are an hour and a half long. And what you do, they're by telephone, and you're going to meet people from all over the world, and it goes back down to the practice part. So every single time, we will have a lesson, let's say. We're going to have a lesson, a tip, a clearing. Then you will get you'll get homework to do, and then we will have the favorite part. It's practice, and practice reading, practice developing your intuition, talking about what people are getting and receiving as they are in their group. Because the more you, it's just like if you join a gym or a diet club or anything like that. When you join in and you put your time aside, your investment, your energy into it, you're more likely to do the work. That's just the way it is. That's human nature. So making your commitment, we're offering this for a month, and it's $40 off. So it's $111. And if you join for 2 months, you get $80 off. And this is an unbelievable price. This usually goes for double to triple the price for an hour and a half one-on-one lessons with an intuitive psychic. So this is I'm so glad to bring this because I was noticing this is what was lacking. People wanted to develop and they didn't have anywhere to develop. So it doesn't matter where you are. And also good news is that we are working on bringing in 1-800 numbers. So those people that have called and said that they would love to join, but they don't want it to eat up their minutes and or their phone bill, we've heard you, and we are looking at doing this with the 1-800 numbers. And so it doesn't have to eat up your phone bill. Also, another thing that we're very excited to bring fourth is mini light stream lives. And so those are for all around the world. And the mini light stream live is a 2-hour class. But the beautiful thing is that you don't have to stay on for the 2 hours. You could come on and every single person gets a reading. And so you get your, it's your guaranteed a reading. The readings are 15 to 17, 20 minutes long each person. And the more you prepare for the, this, let's say that you have relationship issues, you have job career issues that you want to go to. As you know, I talk very fast. I give a lot of information out, and so you get a lot of information. So it's shorter than my regular readings that go from a half hour to 45 minutes to an hour and a half long. It's, let's say, 15 to 20. But this allows you to, sometimes people just need to check in. They just want to check with a few things, and it's longer than a radio station. Because when I do the radio, it's just a snippet of what I get. I do. I read from mediumship down to stuff that's blocking your energy field, to really being able to strengthen your energy field, to get your hopes, dreams, and desires going. So that's what's happening. And you could look at all of that, what's going on, at union1111@yahoo.com. And again, that's union1111@yahoo.com. And our website is www.KerrieOConnor.com. And it has all those dates. And sign up to get the benefits of the discount, so you could have the $40 to $80 off from those development circles. So that's what's new and happening at our end. We just did a free teleclass that we had a wonderful response with, and we're going to be doing another follow-up free teleclass, and this is all about second chakras. And we're going to hit relationship, because what I've noticed is that we're doing a lot of clearing out of our second chakra. So that's our money chakra, that's our relationship chakra, it's our creation. Think of second chakra has to do with uterus and gonads, and it's our seat of creating, literally creative chakra. So a lot of people are clearing that out, and so we want it to be cleared out so we can manifest. And if you're you think of, we have to have roots that go down like a tree, and if we're fogged up in those lower chakras, it's very hard for us to manifest our dreams and desires that we want to do. So we're going to be addressing, the next free teleclass is going to be addressing the relationship part, because what we're stepping into is divine partnership. And so if you're not in a divine partnership, or if you are and you want to take that relationship up another level, we're going to give you hints and talk about that. So pay attention to dates with that. So that's the upcoming events on that it's happening on our end. And we're going to be going to the phone lines when we come back. And so I want to give that number out again. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2891. And if you have not had a reading with me before, if I say to you that somebody's coming in that they're saying that they're your father, it doesn't mean your father's dying if your father's alive. That means somebody like a father, like father-in-law. It does not matter if the person, if you're married to the person or not, a committed relationship energetically to me reads as a father. And also I like to remind people that if you did not meet the person before, sometimes people get confused and they say, I never met my grandfather or my great uncle. And it does, to just think of over on the other side, there's no not meeting. They see when we're born. They see when we are our work. They see when we are dating. They see when we get married, have kids, get divorced, all of that. And so they also, as when they're doing the seeing part, they're here for guidance and for love and for support. So they want us to break generational patterns instead of continue them. And so the more we are connected to them, the more we call in on them, the more we get the, what I call is take the wisdom and leave the pain behind in the relationship. And so that is, that's my part that I like to remind people of, because sometimes people think or say, I never want anyone to think that their father's going to die if somebody's calling out to a father, and or just to listen to the message, because people, the lineage likes to give a lot of messages, and again, it's all about empowerment, it's all about love, it's all about support. And that's when, if I say to you that they gave you a number, a smell or a bird, that's the way that they could connect with us. Think of that we are bombarded by messages continuously. A lot of us, we aren't trained to tap into these messages, so they go over our head. So think of this as the more you attune yourself in, the more you're going to get the messages, the more you get the messages, the more you feel in flow, and the more you feel in flow, the more you have what I call the happy feet dance. So it's all makes very sense logically and energetically, and we are going through this huge energetic washing through April, through August, where a lot of people are what I call getting out of the energetic fog density to really step into their empowerment, and that's what we're so excited to help people, give people guidance about stepping into their empowerment and really feel like they are authentically stepping into authentic power. Authentic meaning that nobody or nothing could come down and energetically pull the rug out underneath them. So that's what's going on here. And we'll be, when we come back from our break again, we'll be going to the phone lines. So you can call up with any of your questions. And I'm Carrie O'Connor from The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
A smooth journey. A creamy encounter. A spoonful of Greek God's Greek yogurt and Pavotto ice crema takes you through an experience of mythical intensity. Greek God's Greek yogurt, so natural, creamy and smooth with five live and active cultures, including probiotics. Greek God's Pavotto ice crema, a gourmet ice cream similar to the ice cream you find in Greece. Find your own Greek Gods at your local grocery store. Visit the Greek Gods at GreekGodsYogurt.com and experience the myth.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Ask us any questions from the mundane to the multidimensional. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
From the mundane to the multi... What'd you say?
Multidimensional.
Dimensional. Wow. How far I could reach with that one. That's so cute. Marie from Ballard, Washington is calling in. Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. She has a question on seeing if she has any blocks with her career there, Carrie, so let's welcome her.
Okay. How are you doing, Marie?
Very good. I'm having really some great strides happening in my career right now, and I just want to see if there's anything that I can do to make sure that I'm as open as possible to what I need to be doing in the future.
Okay. All right. You said great things happen in your career, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I was seeing, I thought it was energy blocks, and I was thinking, wow, I'm not seeing blocks. I'm seeing your third chakra, which is self-esteem, self-worth, seated subconscious. Are you familiar with chakras, Marie?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because your third chakra is below, it looks like the 100th, like the lotus flower, and it has that 1,000-petal lotus flower. I love when I see lotus flowers that think of each petal represents opportunity, and also when I look at an energy body as you expand, as you grow out, as it, and especially where it's located in the third chakra, think of as above, so below, right? So those petals go out, and think of them as, very simplistically put, as they anchor down to support your energy field. So that means the stronger the energy field, the more we bring on what we like, our hearts, dreams, and desires. So, and I'm also seeing a maternal grandmother do an overdue stamp. And so when I see that, this is long overdue. You were not born princess on a pea pod, and this did not just come to you. I'm also getting like I have to burp, and so it's like a person's coming in. Do you have father-in-law figure in spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
My best buddy.
What's that?
He was my best buddy.
Okay. Well, he comes in real strong. Why is he giving me, it's like he almost comes in like I was saying, please back up, sir. I don't want to feel like I want to. He's making a big appearance. He also wants to recognize Ed and Fred. Then he talks to me about the talk, you know, Mr. Ed, the talking horse.
Yes.
Remember that show? A horse is a horse, yes. Of course. All right. Pay attention to Ed, Fred, Ted, and because he's calling out to that person, and I think, and he's pointing, when they point back, that means to me up in our lineage, and that could even be a great uncle Ed or Fred, and so that he runs into, and that's like, and again, a great uncle that you might not have even known, but there's something with the talent that goes in the background that you're doing. So think of a great uncle Fred that does something similar. But he also brings into as far as horse medicine, and when I see the dad's doing horse medicine, think of that as a horse, is it makes us grounded. Horses are works with people for equilibrium. They balance the right side and left side of the brain. And so when they hand us a horse and they call it the medicine, it's like working with that, the properties of the horse. And so it's a great big deal. And also think of that you draw, riding a horse on a beach with your hair carefree and really grounded and really feeling balanced and equilibrium. So it's a very big deal. So the maternal grandmother is saying, is doing an overdue book and stamp book. And so that, I mean, stamp like a library book, overdue. So that means to me that this is, again, long overdue, and the left side is their feminine side, Marie. And so that means to me that you have worked on strengthening the left side of the field to receive down from compliments, down from opportunities, down from money, down to energy, because even the inability to take a compliment and just saying, oh, that's like feeling uncomfortable, that's a big hint for us that we have, that our left side is closed down in some aspect, and that would absolutely affect job, career, opportunity, relationship. And so, again, the grandmother showed me a weight, so that means like weights that you lift, like arm legs weights, and so you've lifted and you've worked on this, and so you're seeing the benefits of that. And again, the dad's coming in and giving you the balance, and also and saying of the horse medicine, and also he's showing you you're in a real 7-year cycle here. Also, July is a big turning point because he shows me a horse jumping over those horse. I'm not a horse person, but if they were to have a contest or whatever they call those things where they jump over those things that they set up for them, that you're leaping over those making leaps in July, and that's huge. So this is, and this is July of 2008, and this is like setting a whole 7-year period for you. Pay attention to seeing the number 777, because that's the dads that are coming in to offer that support. And also, dads are given a cigar, and it's not lit because I'm feeling like you don't like the smell of smoke, but it's like a, like smelling, like my grandfather used to have cherry tobacco that I love the smell of it when it wasn't lit. I didn't really care for it lit, but he's doing that kind of tobacco, that kind of smell. And the cigar representing it's the girl, as in your rebirthing and again changing. The taking the gems and the gifts on both sides of our family is what we're here to do, and leave the old patterns behind. And so that's what they're both congratulating you on. And again, it gives you very much balance, self-esteem, self-worth, the subconscious that you're going to keep on going and growing with. So that's very good, Marie. Keep up the good work.
That's great. Those are exactly the areas that I've been working on. So that's great confirmation.
Okay, very good. And that's what your energy field is saying to us. Well, the beautiful thing is our energy field tells us everything. So that's exactly what your energy field said. And so that's where, again, giving yourself credit, giving yourself that congratulations, because it's we come in here and we don't set it up easy. It's like that's part of our whole gig when we came down here. Now the more we're getting a whole new set of rules, that the more we claim it, that we're going to have do stuff, grace and ease, we're going to learn easily, the more that is our truth too. And so that's what you're ordering. I'm learning through grace and ease, jumping through hoops like an expert horse, that I can, you can keep on raising up the bar, and that you keep on going through that with balance and with grace and ease. And so that's wonderful. That totally breaks generational patterns and allows more receiving, hence going back to that thousand letter lotus flower petal that keeps on growing and growing, and literally supporting and creating energetic grids within your energy field that allows more flow. So it's more, the more we give, the more we get, the more we get, the more we give. It's totally a flow. So that's wonderful.
That's
and
fantastic.
It totally affects future generations. So good for you, Marie.
Thank you so much.
Give yourself a good pat on the back, as dad is, and the grandmothers, and that's and you also affect future generations before you and after you. So that's a very wonderful thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the work you're doing, because when everyone holds their core, it helps the whole.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye. Thanks very much for calling in, Marie. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, it's a bit of a slow day here on Monday. So we actually have open phone lines. So let's get those phone calls coming back in. And while we wait for those, do you have any information you'd like to give out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We already talked about the development circles, which are very exciting, and the mini light student lives, which is really exciting. Also, the free teleclass that we did last Friday is archived. So if you go to the website, you can get the all the information there. If you can still go on it, it's going to be archived until we do another free one. And that's going to be, we have one scheduled probably the middle of May. So you have time to go and look at that. And so I encourage you to go and listen to that archived. We get a lot of nice feedback on that class. It was all about Money Sense Part 2. So we really directed and got into the nitty-gritty of people's patterns with money and how much that affects our energy and our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's huge. So I really encourage people to go to www.carrieoconnor.com. It absolutely, go to the calendar of events, and you can still see that free teleclass number. It was on April 18th, and it has the number. You play the playback number. There's a dial-in number, but if you go down to the bottom, you play the playback number, which is, I'll give it to you, it's 641-715-3439, and then you do a passcode number of 89-8416, and then the pound sign. So you will be able to go to that. And also, we did an attunement, actually several attunements in that class, and in that the attunements, it brings you right into that state. And so you can listen to the whole class, or you could jump ahead to the different attunements. You don't have to listen to the whole class if you don't want to. So people that a lot of people use it as their practice to go and do the calling. They do the practice by listening by listening to the attunement, and that's how they attune themselves during the day or during the night, which is a very smart idea. And so that's what we have going on. And also, again, the mini light stream lives are also mini readings. And so you are guaranteed a reading, and you are guaranteed, this is through teleconference, it's a 1-800 number, and we have the one on the 29th has openings, a couple openings, and that is from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that's 5 to 7 West Coast time. But the beautiful thing, if you don't have to stay the whole time, you can listen. Some people love to hear the people's readings. This is limited to 8 people, but you don't, if you are coming in late from work and that you need the appointment that goes to the last one from the 6:45 to 7 appointment, we could absolutely arrange that. So we have some openings for that, and also we're going to do a daytime one on May 2nd, or the first week of May, I believe it's May. May 1st, and that is in the morning for those people that that do evening shifts or that they're up in the morning and they do their day thing. So we go into a break right now, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll welcome you back right after this.
Go Green at the Go Green Expo, New York City's largest eco-friendly consumer trade show on April 26th and 27th. Purchase the latest eco-friendly products and services from hundreds of exhibitors and learn from the best of green leaders. Visit GoGreenExpo.com. Learn how to green your life and help your environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. Go Green Expo on April 26th and 27th in New York City. Visit GoGreenExpo.com.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Boston. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Back Bay Event Center in Boston on Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now. 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouseevents.com.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Three ways to listen. On the AM dial at 1150, on the FM HD dial at 98.9 HD3, or online at 1150kknw.com. One great station. Alternative Talk, 1150.
O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'm here to take your questions because this is a call-in show. And Benny, why don't we go to those lines?
All righty, we're going to head up north, and it's off the coast of Seattle, and actually most people see it on the map as Sequim, but it's just pronounced Squim. So Susan from Squim, Washington's calling in. She is wants to know if she's, well, the question wants to be derived around specific on attaining financial independence. Carrie, so let's see what Susan has to say. Susan.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Susan?
I'm sassy.
You're sassy, good. That's good. Sassy
I like that.
Good.
I like that in a woman.
That's right. That's right. That's very good. So how can we help Sassy Susan today?
I've kind of got my mind on if I'm going to ever achieve, or maybe in the near future, financial security and independence for myself. And I just want to let you know I'm new on the metaphysical path, and so I've got just all kinds of stuff coming in, and Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, you know what's fascinating, Susan, is that when you say you're new on the metaphysical path, I see that as more and more people. 208 is like, think of it just really, I like to keep things simple because they don't have to be difficult. Think of the angels and guides the last 3 years that have been washing the world subconsciously as and gently saying, wake up.
Yeah.
This is tough. And so, and people are, this is the year where people are really hearing it. They can't turn it down, or before they could have put off on the shelf and saying, I'll get to myself when. And so this is where people are really starting to wake up. So, but also there's a part, Susan, where you might be new to the word chakras or like the words, but this is so old, it's ancient. It is so part of who we are. It's written in our DNA. So what I'm seeing, what I'm so excited for you, as far as that financial freedom, to get financial freedom, we have to look, Susan, at what our thoughts are about money, right? And being able to stand up. And so where we look at is our lineage, and it's not a blaming mommy, daddy kind of deal. This is looking at and see what kind of messages we got. For myself, for an example, I was really on my mom's side of the family. It was like, it was my mom, my great-grandmother was a nun, and she left the nun to raise a family. She fell in love with my great-grandfather, obviously, but part of her underlying subconscious pattern was money was the root of all evil. And so there was a part of that was passed down, that, and it was also supported at that age group in the 1930s, right? So that money was the root of all evil. And my dad's side was that my grandmother's theme was she was raised with a lot of wealth and affluence, but my grandfather spent it. And so she felt like one day my ship was going to come in. What does that have to do with you and your wealth? Looking at your patterns that are passed down to us subconsciously or consciously profoundly affects whether we are going to step into financial freedom. So if you have a pattern that was, you got the subconscious messages of someday your ship will come in, and meaning that brass ring is outside of you, then you'd want to look at it. Because when I'm looking at the right side of your energy field, so that has to do with father's side and messages from father, I'm seeing a brass ring outside of you. So there's some subconscious message as far as saying, again, the brass ring is outside of you. Good guys can finish last. There's a part of, like, life is struggle. You have to struggle if you're going to have financial freedom. When we look at those messages consciously and subconsciously that are passed down, it is like we do better when we know better. Our parents want, when they go, and or grandparents or great grandparents, when they go over on the other side, they see where they are, how they're limiting, their thoughts were so limiting. They don't want that for any of us. And so they want, that's why they come in and they say, I want to erase everything that I said. Don't, you know, erase those generational patterns and take the world's the pearls of wisdom and leave the pain. So you're really clearing out on both of those sides, the right side and left side. So then you could stand in your foundation and not be influenced consciously or subconsciously. And the right side is the energy that we put out to the world side. So think of, it's really important for us to be very clear about what we're putting out there. If we feel like that the rug could get pulled out underneath us, or if there's been a history, like in my grandfather always talked about standing in the line getting butter for 4 hours during the Depression, so that his world broke down when all of a sudden there was a Depression and he was a hard worker. So again, there was a subconscious pattern that bad things happen to good people. I'm sharing this with you because I'm seeing, when I see my face over your face and I'm hearing the words George and that kind of thing, I know that there's similar patterns in your family. So the first thing to do to get financial freedom and success is to really clear out patterns that are deep within you by looking at them, thinking about them. Think about what was mom's feeling about money, what was dad's feeling about money, grandma's, and what is your feeling about money. And that's it. When you, as soon as you put light with it, Susan, that's when you start turning things around, and that's how you get financial freedom. If the child in us thinks that the world is not a safe place and that the rug's going to get pulled out underneath us and it's on the whole right side, we would be hesitant about going out there and feeling like we're going to stand up on our own two feet. We'd feel kind of shaky about it. And so as soon as think of knowledge is empowerment, especially when we take action, that action is so important. And so so think of that. What I'm seeing is that you think you're new, but you're very old at this, and you're going to learn like a fish in water, and that you're clearing out. And this is really setting up that you were clearing out the last 3 years, 3 months, and March is a really huge turning point for you of 208 and over the next 3 months. And pay attention to seeing a lot of 333s. That means your angels and guides, your family members are here to help you. And again, to establish that financial freedom, that's absolutely in your face because you're a family generational pattern bridger breaker, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, you are. And so you're going past those limiting thoughts, and when you do that, it is a sacred job because you're helping future generations, and that includes nieces and nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren that you've not even seen before. When one person energetically opens the door for the others to follow, it is a sacred job. And also, there's always a receiving end, meaning thank you for doing that. Thank you for going beyond the fear and not having those limited thoughts. Thank you. And so receiving energy, love, money, all of that thing. So you're right in the middle of it, and they're going to, again, the 333s, 444s are signs from the angels, guides, family members to keep on going with it, okay?
Okay.
Very good, sassy Susan. And keep on being sassy. That has energy flowing through you, all right?
Absolutely. And can I ask you real quick about clearing? I have a girlfriend that does that, and she's talking to me about that I maybe need to do some of that.
Absolutely. I offer free energy exercises, and then I offer what would really be good for you too is the Divine Empowerment Tape. It's actually a 90-minute class, and it also goes with the workbook that takes you question by question to really have you look at yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So that's a physical clearing, and absolutely, we all need to do spring cleaning, and that's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Every single one of us, spring and fall, and it's not about fear. It's just about, and we all need to get, it's like everything is energy, and everything needs to be up and cleared out, because energy clutters, and when we have cluttered house, cluttered surroundings, we have cluttered minds, and so that's it.
Yeah.
So that's huge, so absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, my dear. All right.
So, I'll be on the site, and thank you for being there for all of us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, and you keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Susan, and that's Sassy Susan from Squim. She's going to be a regular, I can tell.
I could tell that, you
know.
Too. You must be psychic.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we only have a couple minutes before the break, Carrie. Some more information to give out would be good. Or if you actually
that's what I was just thinking. And speaking of
exactly.
The free energy exercises, because what I'm seeing is a lot of people waking up during this time where they think they're, what did I call it? I call it is reawakening, rewiring, realigning. So we're remembering who we are, and who we are is what every master said is that you can do this too and more, so we're claiming our divine birthright. So a lot of things. So I have free energy exercises that you could call, email, and or again, at my website, you could sign up and ask for the free energy exercises. And also, though, I also offer the body temple exercises where you could listen to your sleep and it directs your body temple. And you don't have to know exactly, be an expert at where it is. Your body knows it, and every energy follows direction. And also, another thing that is invaluable is the Divine Empowerment Workbook. It's a DVD. It's a 90-minute class and a booklet that goes along with it. That's invaluable. It has you pieced easily, step, but profoundly powerful. You have you look at mom's side and dad's side and your thoughts. And it's not about blaming mom and dad. It's about we got to stop doing that and looking at our own accountability, responsibility, how to look at ourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience versus the other way around. And that is the Divine Empowerment class and DVD. And that is only $25. And that is a bargain. That should be in the hundreds because it's That's what people pay for, those classes. So those are some things that we have, and we have a lot of stuff that's we are excited to bring forth. So crystalline grids, formulas. So go take a look at seeing the support that we have. And when we get back, we'll come back to the phone lines. And break.
That's right, and you can also give us a call. We do have an extra phone line at 1-800-930-2819. It is open right now on the Carrie O'Connor Show, featuring on the Dr. Pat Show. That's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Does how you think about money affect how much you have? In Hoonah, when you change your current way of thinking, the universe will always provide you with what you need and want. Money represents energy and the exchange or constant flow in and out. Hoonah is ancient wisdom, taught by the kahunas in Hawaii. Ancient wisdom, modern application. Hoonah is about empowerment, about increasing your spirituality and energy. What if you could bring into your life whatever you desire and learn to recognize your own limits and beliefs that create scarcity consciousness? Join the Empowerment Partnership May 3rd through the 4th in Newport Beach at their seminar called Creating Prosperity and Wealth, where you'll find the secrets you've been looking for. Call 800-800-MIND or visit hoonah.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a $95 spring special. That's hoonah.com, the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Get better results with the Good Timing Guide. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney used astrological cycles to get fantastic business results. Now you can use them too. The Good Timing Guide will save you time, money, and resources. Now you can know when to act, when to wait, and when to expect. No knowledge of astrology is needed. Pre-order the 2009 Good Timing Guide now through April 28th and save up to 20%. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show, the guest talk show of the Dr. Pat Show. And, Benny, why don't we go right to this phone line?
All righty. We'll take, got a little tongue-tied there. Kim from Clearwater, Florida. There, I got it out. She has a health question that's concerning her gums. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fine. This is, you did a reading for me back in January. Is Kim Possible? And I had a question about the energies that were left around my gum area because the gum disease is healing.
It's healing. Yep,
it is healing. It's reversed, and I noticed that there's just levels that keep showing up, so pressures and everything. But it is healing.
But I'm catching, kind of going in and out there. So from what I'm understanding, that the gum, like since the reading and stuff, we're talking about it since January 2008, it is healing, it is reversing, but then what your teeth are bringing me to is right on the right side, and I get into the middle of it. So think of underneath the enamel, I get you're bringing me right before the root and right into the, like in between the enamel. I'm not a tooth expert, so I'm just like in between the things, right? And so, and actually when I'm looking into, and I'm getting drawn to the right side. And so when I'm looking in the top right, I should say, and also I feel like I'm going down to the bottom. When I'm looking at the roots, think of the roots look brown and all tied up. So think about like a tree roots that are all like can't get enough, like there's these cords that are all strangulating the roots so it couldn't get fed. And then think about now that you're cutting those cords, having green ties that are coming in as far as roots be able to heal those teeth. And especially I want to go to the right side, but I know it goes over to the left side too. So really going in there, and I want to rub my face. I want to rub your face as far as putting the, like right now I'm imitating it, I'm putting like infinity eights over each and every tooth. So I'm visualizing the roots are like a tree upside down, like the Kabbalah tree is what I'm seeing, with 100 roots, thousands of roots up to the heavens and also down to the earth. And also I'm seeing within the green, bringing in a very like high blue energy. And also as soon as I did that, your gum started humming and singing a really high tune. And as soon as I do that and hear that high pitch, I know that that's good. We rewired you and reconnected you to allow the realignment to continue. So there's a part. Did you smoke in the past, Kim?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still smoking once in a while?
Yes.
Okay. There's a part that the smoking is interfering with the healing. So if you could just do, free will, we get to do whatever we want, but I'm just seeing that the smoking is interfering with healing, but it doesn't mean you can't heal it without smoking. But if you get fear, like wanting it to be faster, because we all want that magic pill, just understand that if you could do, I feel like I want to put clover on your mouth too, or like sucking on clover and mint and literally like cinnamon sticks is going to help you. And but you can absolutely be healing this, okay? You're in the healing process of this.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Kim?
Yes, excellent.
Okay,
so that's
good.
What it was. It was shifting over. I got the left side started clearing, and it felt, and then the right side started not feeling the pressure. It was, and that's exactly
right.
What it was.
And so when you bring me to the right side, what I'm looking is really directing the energy, bringing in the roots, visualize the roots clearing out, cutting down where I see any, like, a symbolic energy, and actually it's even in the physical, like these little these little cords that are interfering with the roots. So you, like, we cut them. So you're going to visualize continuing cutting them, having the roots go up there, bringing all this. When as soon as I did it, it was all green, then it turned really blue. And again, when I hear a high pitch, that means to me that the energy was reconnected. So keep on keep up on working with that. Keep on doing the infinity eights, bringing energy into your mouth, and you'll notice a difference. But I am seeing that, I have to be honest, where I hear that the smoking is interfering with the healing process. But I'm also seeing that the smoking grounds you, so it absolutely smokes the American spirits. What's that?
It does ground, yes.
There's American Spirit cigarettes out that have not all the stuff in it that makes it addictive, and so if they're American Spirit cigarettes, and so they have their tobacco, so they ground you, but it doesn't have all the other stuff in there. So if you could get smoking those would be very good for you.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
All right.
Okay.
Keep up the good work, Kim.
Thanks, Kim, for calling in. And we're going to finish off, I believe, yes, with Jerry. She's calling in from Woodinville, Washington. And I think she's got a little question about her house at the moment. So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How can I help you?
Just anything that comes in strong. If it's not about our house, that's fine, too. So,
okay.
Whatever you'd like to.
Jerry, I'm hearing, I want to recognize John, and I'm hearing the Beatles in the background, and I'm hearing John Lennon, so take a John, Jonathan, Jack, all those names, and I'm seeing it behind you, so that could be related to a relationship too, a male relationship, and I'm hearing, I want to hold your hand, and I'm seeing that song, I want to hold your hand, and so I'm seeing the right side of your body going down, like it feels like it's weighted down. I'm also seeing a grandfather, some, it could even be maternal grandfather or maternal, like, great uncle, that looks like it has he had a stroke on the right side of his body. And so think of that, your body is going through releasing, Jerry, the right side of your body is the male side. It has the energy to do with think of we want balance, and balance is what we're doing. So when you're showing me, like, feeling weighed down, think about where your if everyone around you carrying their own weight, there's a part of your energy that you take. You're used to being a natural teacher, helper, healer, so you take in and carry the weight of other people. So make sure that everyone is allowed to carry their own weight energetically, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and also because what I'm seeing that it imitates that in the house where I feel like the right side of the house is heavy. So spring cleaning, April is a perfect time to do spring cleaning, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, that will lift that left side, that whole right side up. That right side is energy that goes out to the universe. Think of a board that, I mean, like a TV screen that goes right out. The universe is right there. We place a short order, we put a short order script right into the universal board, right from our heart. So just pay attention to clearing out that right side. And I also see that I see a lot of tubes that go to the back of you. So that means to me this goes way back to the past. I get drawn down to the root chakra and the hips and the tailbone. And when I do that, that means to me right in the moment of conception and right down to like the first years of your life and also past life components. And so think of that you're clearing down, again, anything that feels heavy and or weighted, depressed, that's going to help you feel really a lot lighter and a lighter step in. And when I turn you sideways, it's like really showing me all the work that you have done. So you're getting down to the nitty-gritties of when we do that, sometimes we can feel sometimes really on top of the world, next time really felt kind of heavy and weighted down. So this is where looking at the house, where it weighs you down, which, hey, what's your responsibility, what's not your responsibility. Delegate, and also think of as above, so below, and really do some energy exercises because you definitely are an energy psychic sponge, so you take on everybody else's energy, and you're going to become more and more sensitive. So you want to make sure that you you're being aware of that you are saying, is this my stuff or is this somebody else's stuff? And that empowerment is going to give you freedom and lightness, because I'm seeing a ballerina shoe on your right shoe that goes to those pointy ones, like the point shoes. And so that's, mm-hmm. That gives you talent to be able to stand on your toes with grace and ease, okay?
And the career, will it be in the healing? Will I be changing that or staying a hairdresser?
Honey, I can't hear you.
Oh, will I stay a hairdresser or use my career in healing?
Think of that as you're really getting rid of and be really diligent as far as, I can't emphasize to people how important it is to have an energy maintenance. It's like brushing your teeth daily, right? And so we brush morning and night. And so think of this will free you down, to free you to point, like think of walking on dance shoes of passion and dance and live and feeling anywhere where you feel hung down and weighed down. And so if that will free you from going into a new business is what I'm seeing. It's like we're here to do our passion, do it well, and then when we're going on to new directions, we go on to new directions, but we're not taught that. So that's what you're doing right now, especially look at the male lineage as far as I call it, the time to make the donut posture, where they feel like they have to stay in it because of benefits, because of it's just the old patterns. And so this is where you're getting rid of that, and it's going to give you, again, this lightness and be able to have you go on and create and do the stuff that you want to do as far as your heart's desires, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, and may everyone align with the divine, and I will see you next week. And thank you for listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.